USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The State Department has warned us citizens not to travel to Japan, blaming the growing risk of COVID-19 just 2 months before the Tokyo Olympics are due to open. Japan has suffered a fourth wave of infections and has led to states of emergency in Tokyo, Osaka, and eight other regions across the nation. A hand recount of ballots cast in Arizona's Maricopa County resumed Monday after a week-long hiatus. The review won't change the outcome of the election, but some believe it will turn up evidence of fraud. Arizona election administrators say the 2020 election was conducted well and say this is a far-fetched conspiracy theory. More than 500 Democratic staffers and former members of President Biden's campaign team have signed an open letter calling for the president to unequivocally condemn Israel amid the recent conflict with Hamas. Thanks for listening. We're USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The country of Belarus is going to pay a price of sanctions for diverting a commercial airline with military jets to capture an opposing journalist. Dan Rocky with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
And the European Union will impose sanctions on Belarus after a passenger jet was forced to divert to the Belarusian capital on Sunday to allow the arrest of an opposition journalist. EU leaders have banned its airlines from flying over Belarus and called for the immediate release of Roman Pratasevich, the 27-year-old journalist and activist who is one of the leading critics of longtime Belarusian president Alexander Lukashenko. Pratasevich was pulled off a Ryanair flight from Athens that was heading to Lithuania. He is known as a vocal critic of Lukashenko and is the founder of a Telegram channel, which was seen as vital in last year's protests against the regime.
A pilot was killed when a military plane crashed near Las Vegas, Nevada, after taking off from Nellis Air Force Base Monday afternoon. The unidentified pilot was with Draken U.S., a Florida company. No injuries were reported on the ground. The plane was the Dassault Aviation Mirage F1. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let's get a pandemic update. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern on Monday.
We have gone from 6% of U.S. adults with one shot on the day the president took office to more than 60% in just 4 months. We're averaging about 24,000 cases per day, down from nearly 184,000 cases per day when we took office. And daily death rates have dropped nearly 85% since January 20th. Is there more work to be done? Absolutely. We're still at war with the virus. A couple of things that we've been able to implement. Thanks to the American Rescue Plan. We've been able to accelerate and improve our COVID-19 response. School districts across the country have been able to leverage the resources needed to safely reopen. Small and medium-sized businesses are able to pay their employees for the time needed to take off work to get the shot and recover from it. And billions of dollars have gone to states and local organizations doing the boots-on-the-ground outreach around vaccine confidence, which is, of course, a big focus for us at this point. HHS is leading regular engagement with the COVID Community Core leaders to discuss best practices. And just a few minutes ago, we announced the president hosted a YouTube town hall with a range of influencers with millions of followers, primarily young people, who need to understand the benefits of getting vaccinated. So just another example of the ways we're trying to use all of our resources.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.